Hey, VV Nation. Well, you found our podcast on your favorite platform for podcasts. We know that you'll love the content, and hopefully it makes you better informed investors in the stock market. Be sure to follow us on social media. You can go to YouTube, Facebook, Reddit, and Instagram. Just search for VectorVest, and remember, we do the work, you reap the rewards.
Good evening, VV Nation. My name is Ryan, and welcome to the channel. Tonight, I got a great presentation for you. I'm going to give you 10 stocks. That's right. Got plenty of fish for you this evening. We're going to jump right into the VectorVest 7 software. We're going to take a look and dive deep right into their analysis, utilizing our proprietary indicators. Also, we will go over the chart patterns here, see if there's some momentum, see if now is the right time from these positions. Again, one of the biggest things I can always advocate on this channel to be a better investor is just have some patience. Right now, the VectorVest software does not advocate buying any stocks right now. So if you go ahead and jump in these today or tomorrow, just know you are doing so on a more aggressive base. Now, if you want to be more conservative and wait for some confirmation to the upside, wait for some green lights in the software. All right, VV Nation, here's the 10 stocks I've got for you. Look at this. I mean, all the stocks are up today except one, just the Spider Gold Shares ETF. You can see here for the recommendation column, majority of these stocks do have buy ratings. None of the stocks have a sell rating, so that's a plus. Now, down below, we can look at the watch list average. If we take a look here, the price of these stocks collectively, $113, the value just shy of 100. So overall, these stocks are just slightly overvalued. But one great thing that I love about this watch list here is, look, RVR, RS and RT are all in favorable territory. Even the combined rating VST comes in at 1.8, CI is above 1, and look at the growth rate in earnings, 19% for the list. And if I scroll over here to the right and look at the industries here, you can see a very diverse list of stocks here. We've got building, food, internet, several ETFs here, software, mining. Now, you may have noticed a lot of these stocks are actually commodity-based here. You see some gold, silver, and uranium on the list, mixed with some tech stocks and some other industries, so a great diverse list of stocks to at least get the shopping list ready here. I know it's a little early to pull the trigger, but I just want to get you ready before it's too late. Now, that being said here, starting with the Amcor Group, you know, currently trading at $355. We valued at $382, so it is slightly overvalued. Fundamentally, RVRS sound here, RT at 1.7. So the stock is in an uptrend. We do have a buy rating here. So you can see why EME is at the top of the list here. Now, most of the stocks at the top of the list here will have great fundamentals since this list is ordered by VST. Now, you can see the weakness at the bottom of this list with UEC and UMC. Both stocks have hold ratings here. You see RVRS and RT right now are right at that oscillation point at 1. So if you wanted to find some stocks before potentially some great up runs here, this is a great list to start with. Now let's take a look at the charts. Now first up, EME, nice smooth chart pattern, lower left, upper right, a little hiccup here. However, you can see all three moving averages back in our favor right now. Now, if you're not already in this position, I'd wait for confirmation. Definitely would want to get above this high at 369.53 on strong volume for some conviction. That being said, we can take a look at volume here. It has been tapering off the last few days. And from an earnings standpoint, look at its forecast and earnings per share. You can see on the rise here over the last 3 months. So love to see a company making money. Now, we've got Lifeway Foods. You can see it was in a channel here, broke out to the upside of that channel. Now, the moving averages just became in our favor once again here, trading at 23.41. Right now, I'm looking for confirmation, getting above this high here at 25.01 just a few trading sessions ago. But down below, looking at earnings per share, look at that on the rise over the last 3 months. Big jump back in March here. Now we've got Amazon. They did report earnings recently. Very little volatility though. But look, all the moving averages are just getting back in our favor here. So if the market can get its act together, I think this might be a good bottom fishing candidate. However, if you are more conservative, one way for confirmation, there's always the high here. You can take that out. And again, looking at the forecasted data here, if it's EPS or earnings per share on a nice steady rise over the last 3 months, I mean, Amazon's a household name here. So I'm a big believer in buying the dip here when it comes to Amazon, as long as the market can get its act together. Now we're getting into some gold stocks here. We've got JNUG. Looking at the gold miners, a little bit of consolidation. You can see the channel here, the top of that channel around $40, while the bottom of this channel sits at the support at $34.62. All three of these moving averages right now, not in our favor, more in a bearish pattern. Now, for any kind of confirmation, whether you want to do a bearish trade or a bullish trade on this, I'd wait for the breakout above this level of resistance at 40 or breakout to the bottom at 34.62. Now we've got Palo Alto Network, you know, that big gap down from its earnings here. The volume been tapering off, but look at all these moving averages showing nice momentum to the upside here. We're getting out of these sell recommendations more into a hold base now. It's on the move again to the upside today. And look at its earnings per share. Its forecasted earnings actually jumped after earnings on our basis here. So I'm a big believer in this company, Palo Alto Network. I have a feeling we'll be a great bottom fishing candidate in the near future. Now, another gold ETF, GLD, the Spider Gold shares, you can see the moving averages, just like the other one, not in our favor right now, showing that bearish momentum to the downside right now. So as far as being bullish on gold, now is not the time, but I'm almost positive great opportunities will present themselves over this year. Silver moving in the fashion of gold. We can see the momentum to the downside right now, all the moving averages in a bearish pattern. We do see two levels of support here. If I zoom back, you can see the first one from a while back here at 23.92, while the second level support's at 23.41. Now, price did touch this level support today with the current price at 24.25 above the open price right now. So definitely keep your eyes on silver going forward. Like I said, it's a little early right now. If you were going to jump in at this time or over the next few trading sessions, I'd put a tight stop on this position right around these levels of support. Now here we've got URG over the last 3 months. You can see the retracement and price action in the first half of the graph here. Uranium for the long term might be a good play here. Do some bottom fishing. As long as we get above this level of resistance here at 184. Right now we're at 178. So I give up the few cents, just get some confirmation of that. And as always, want to break that level of resistance on some strong volume. We can see earnings per share kind of fluctuating over the last 3 months between 3 and 4 cents for their forecasted data. Now we've got UFC again. This is a uranium company, so it is lower than it was 3 months ago. However, look at these moving averages starting to be in our favor now, showing some bullish pressure right now on price action. But again, there's a level of resistance in the near future at 712, so just 1 cent away. So I'd like to get above this zone here, even potentially above this right here at 770. So you'd give up about 60 cents, but you get a lot of confirmation to the upside. And as always, look at the volume as a measure of conviction when you get a break in resistance. Now, forecasted data, once again, with the uranium here, even on the rise over the last 3 months, going from 2 cents to 4 cents. So it has doubled over the last 3 months for their forecasted EPS. Now, you know me, I love semiconductors here. We've got UMC on the list. It hasn't moved much over the last 3 months here. The three just crossed above the 8-day exponential moving average. However, price action is looking at that 20-day exponential as a level of resistance right now. So I'd want to break above that 20-day moving average to the upside on some strong volume. And we have a level of resistance right here at 779, right where that moving average sits. So I'd like to get a breakout to the upside. Now UMC, their DY and the VectorVest software is almost 6%, so they do pay a good dividend here. So if you want a solid semiconductor company that offers a great dividend, this is definitely a stock to have on your radar. All right, VV Nation, you saw the stocks I had for you. A lot of exposure, some commodities there with gold, silver, and uranium, but some other companies for a well-balanced portfolio. Now I just want to put some stocks on your radar as the market is continuing to rise. Now again, wait for the VectorVest 7 software. It'll let you know exactly when is a good time to pull the trigger on positions. Now, if you are more aggressive right now, just be careful. I don't think the dust has quite settled since the interest rate decision. Just wanted you to prepare in case the bulls do take charge and you can make some money. Now, if you found this video informative and you like the stocks I presented to you, make sure you hit that subscribe button and like the content, and I'll see you next time.
Hey, VV Nation, Glenn here. I want to invite you to our next International User Group Forum, which takes place Saturday, May 4th, 2024. It's going to start at 11 o'clock Eastern Time. What are we going to talk about? Well, we're going to talk about the urgent global market review presented by Rick Franklin, the Canadian consultant. And number two, your keynote speaker will be yours truly. And I'm going to talk about three simple approaches to cherry picking stocks that are on the move. Folks, you need to come out. It's one of our most widely visited live streams that we have, and we have a lot of fun, but there's a lot of stuff to cover globally. You don't want to miss that. Hope to see you there. Thank you for supporting our podcast and for being a part of VV Nation. Remember, you can always get a free stock analysis on your stocks. Simply go to vectorvest.com/free. Type in your symbol, submit your email, and we will email your analysis.